Blog Talk Radio.
You ready to rock this town by now?
Hello? You don't say. You don't say. You don't say.
Who was it?
He didn't say.
A little intro from the great Spike Jones, suggested by Carl. That's awful song he called Chloe. Hey, greetings and welcome to the 51st episode of Rock This Town Radio with TC. I'm your host, TC Clark, and along with my production assistant, Cuddles the Cat, we're coming to you from our Bloomfield studio on the 412. That's Pittsburgh, PA. 2 days ago was Alexander Graham Bell's birthday. Born on March 3rd, 1847 in Glasgow, Scotland. Although the phone was technically invented by an Italian in 1849, Bell received the first U.S. patent for it in 1876. And in honor of the man who indirectly made it possible for people to watch stupid fucking TikTok videos 140 years later, starting in 26 on tiny screens, the big show tonight is featuring songs about phone calls. And speaking of phones, here's a man who loved having phone sex, but had to quit because the phones kept getting bigger and bigger. Ouch. Mr. Carl Kafer, ladies and gentlemen.
And my member was getting smaller and smaller, and now you need a magnifying glass to see it.
Yeah.
So I don't know where it went.
And not only that, but the gerbils were getting jealous. Hey, we never had a conversation about things we like shoved up our asses. Let's pencil that in for another time.
Absolutely. I'm telling you, feathers are great. I'm telling you right now.
See, I had to give up phone sex when I switched to Virgin Mobile. Rimshot, da-da-da. How you doing, everybody? Yeah, let's switch gears and talk about something else. I'm doing okay, man. I'm looking forward to this ending up the birthday weekend for Alexander Graham Bell, and I know everybody partied at like rock stars over the weekend. I mean, that's a great birthday, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There.
Okay, are you ready to jump right into it, man?
Go for it. No, I'll talk to you after the sets, man. I'm waiting for this. I can't wait to hear what you got. So.
Okay, great. Well, we're going to start off with one that you said I should have, and I already had it on the list. So we agreed right away on the first one. This is legendary Johnny Otis.
Hello, Johnny.
Yes, it's me and I'm lonely. I had to call you on the phone. Whoa. Thank you.
I'll call you again tomorrow. Bye.
Bye, baby.
One, two, three.
Todd Rundgren's classic Hello, It's Me from an album and cassette tape I wore out numerous times, his 1972 Something Anything LP. This was the first song Rundgren ever wrote, and it was originally a B-side to a 1968 single from his first group, Naz, which was from Philadelphia and released regionally. In the middle of the set, we heard No Doubt and Spiderwebs from their third studio album, Tragic Kingdom, released in 1995. And our set opened with Johnny Otis in Telephone Baby, released in 1995. Provided female voice track. First offering by my guitar hero, Brian Setzer, and his orchestra.
You got me on the run. I'm driving in my car now. I got you on my way.
Thank you.
Okay, apparently I had a microphone issue. I hope it's okay now. You people text me if it isn't. All right, that was Hinder and Lips of an Angel from their 2006 LP, Extreme Behavior. It's never cool when your side chick calls while your main chick's in the other room. Under My Wheels from Alice Cooper's 1971 album, Killer. One of my favorite tracks by the man born Vince Bernier. And we started with my guitar hero, Brian Setzer, and his orchestra with their version of the Glenn Miller classic, Pennsylvania 65000. That was the actual phone number of the Hotel Pennsylvania across from Penn Station in Manhattan. Opened in 1919, it was once the largest hotel in the world, but is currently under demolition. The phone number has been secured, though, and the owner claims that is the oldest continually used number in New York City. This is set number 3, beginning with a song you probably expected to hear tonight. This is Blondie.
Come on. my number. Yeah, I got when you walk in the door.
Somehow the streets don't look the same. 6 houses down, no time to I wish that you were here. And all the shows you missed through the years. And on that stage your laughter I will hear. Somehow or another I wish that you were here. Set myself down in your number. And let you know about some good to do. In the back of my mind I know there'll be no answer. Shake my head, tell me what was I thinking. The phone will keep ringing. The phone keeps ringing.
That was The Phone Keeps Ringing from the Corey Dennison Band in their 2016 self-titled debut album. When I was researching for this show, I found Corey Dennison, and since 2013, he's established himself on the Chicago blues circuit and has opened for some greats like Buddy Guy. Okay, we'll call you one of two hits for the Denver, Colorado band Sugarloaf. This song was the title track from their fourth and final album, released in 1974. Their other big song was Green-Eyed Lady in 1970. The set started with Blondie and Call Me, a 1980 hit that was also the theme to the film American Gigolo, released the same year. Call Me stayed at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart for 6 weeks. Moving on, as we celebrate Alexander Graham Bell's 176th birthday here on The Big Show, and our next set begins with a deep cut from The Kinks.
Hello, who is that speaking, please?
I'm on a party line, wondering all the time.
Sure why I called, I guess I really just wanted talk to you. And I was thinking maybe later on we could get together for a while. It's been such a long time and I really do miss your smile. I'm not talking about moving in and I don't want to change your life. But there's a warm wind blowing the stars around and I'd really love to see you tonight. Go walking through Windy Park, take a drive along the beach, or stay at home and watch TV. You see, it really doesn't matter much to me. I'm not talking about moving in, and I don't want to change your life. But there's a warm wind blowing the stars around, and I'd really love to see you tonight. I won't ask for promises,
Yes, the soulful sound of the Spinners and I'll Be Around. A song that made it to number 3 on the charts in 1972. Spinners began on a small label before moving to Motown, and then after their contract expired, they went to Atlantic Records at the urging of Aretha Franklin, settling into the Philadelphia soul scene. Before the Spinners, we heard England Dan and John Ford Coley with their only hit, I'd Really Love to See You Tonight, which sat at number 2 on the 1976 charts for 2 weeks, topped only by Wild Cherries' Play That Funky Music. Dan Seals was the younger brother of Jim Seals of Seals and Croft and had 11 number 1 solo hits on the country charts during the 80s. He died in 2009 at the age of 61. Our set began with the Kinks and Party Line, the opening track for their 1966 album Face to Face. It was a rare Kinks song that Dave Davies handled the vocals instead of his brother Ray. And for you younger folks in our audience tonight, Google what a telephone party line was back in the day. It was pretty much telephone hell. Okay, set number 5 starts with a classic from Steely Dan.
You might use it if you feel better. Something that I can't quite explain. I'm so in love with you. You never take that away. And if I said it 100 times before, expect 1,000 more. You never take that away. Well, expect me to be calling you to see if you're okay when I'm not around, asking if you love me. I love the way you make it sound. Calling you to see, do I try too hard to make you smile, to make us smile?
Well, I
success when released as a single in 2003, then gained huge popularity when it was included on a soundtrack for the film American Wedding later that same year. I never paid much attention to Blue October until I saw them open for the Goo Goo Dolls last September and was impressed not only with their set, but by how many loyal fans of theirs came out to the show. Was actually there, the opener. It was probably half over in Goo Goo Doll fans. Okay, in the middle of the set was a band who I saw as an opener several years ago at Red Rocks for Stone Temple Pilots and Bush. Falling in Reverse gave us Pick Up the Phone, a track from their 2011 release, The Drug in Me is You. The lead vocalist, Ronnie Radke, actually formed this band while he was incarcerated in Las Vegas. Ricky Don't Lose That Number started this set, the classic track by Steely Dan off their 1974 album Pretzel Logic. I feel lucky that I saw Steely Dan along with Steve Winwood here in Pittsburgh in 2016 because co-founder Walter Becker died less than a year later. We have reached our final set on Rock This Town Radio with TC's Salute to Alexander Graham Bell. We'll start it off with a deep cut from REM.
better sit down. Can't listen when the sun's out. My only son, this'll be so hard to hear. Been knocked down. I know it ain't all been easy. Nothing ever good it is. Why you gotta wait so long? Why you gotta wait so long?
Sorry about the oh shit moment there. One of my very favorite bands, Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats, and Hey Mama from their 2018 album, Tearing at the Seams. The song emphasizes the struggles of a single mother who raised her son, and when he went off on his own and feels like he failed, he calls and wants to come home. She sets him straight that nothing is going to come easy. I've seen Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats 8 times, including 3 times at Red Rocks in Morrison, Colorado. And Carl's trying to get me to come to New York City on April 1st to see him. I wish I could. Okay, Sheryl Crow with Calling Me When I'm Lonely off her 2013 album, Feels Like Home. Here's another artist that I didn't pay much attention to until I saw her live at Farm Aid 2017 here in Pittsburgh. She has quite the interesting story going from elementary school teacher, music teacher, to singing ad jingles on local radio, to the talented performer who we know her as today. And REM started our final set with The Sidewinder Sleeps Tonight, a track off their 1992 album Automatic for the People. The band sampled the song The Lion Sleeps Tonight, in both the title and the opening riff. Rather than following standard industry practice and just pilfering the song, REM actually paid for the rights to use it. When the Sidewinder Sleeps Tonight was released as a single, only in Iceland, New Zealand, and Europe, they included a cover of The Lion Sleeps Tonight as a B-side. And there you have it, Carl, our phone song celebration of Alexander Graham Bell's birthday.
Ring, ring. Who's there? Never mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Really good set. Excellent set. I do have two things to say about the songs. One is the Don't Call Me by Sugarloaf, which I just love that song.
Yeah.
That's such a great.
And it's so indicative of the industry. You know, I mean, the music industry. Don't call us, we'll call you.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently it worked.
The other one is more. Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Please
okay,
do.
Well, the other one I was just going to say is, of course, the Kinks, which I always will bow down to you when you feature them. And I just want to say that particular song, you mentioned Dave doing the solos, but if you listen to that again, you hear a lot of Indian influence and things like that. They were really ahead of the curve. Even ahead of the Beatles in that, using sitars and different harmonies and things like that, you know, and they're not given enough credit on that end. You know, Ray is just an incredible songwriter.
Oh yeah,
and
look how long it took them to get the bullshit Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You know,
yeah,
I mean, it's just
seriously,
but they didn't get enough credit. And they're so versatile too. I mean, and they didn't just have that one sound.
No.
It's like almost, you know, you could play Kinks back to people, and they're like, "Well, who were those two bands?" Yeah. You know,
who were those
band.
Four bands?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, seriously.
So, okay. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed the set, and we're gonna get to our birthdays and the birthday songs, but. Right after I do the list of birthdays, Carol and I are going to before I get into the birthday songs. So let's see what we got today. I know, where's my list? There it is. Oh, one of your favorites, Andy Gibb. Carl, are you an Andy Gibb fan?
My God, three gone, one to go. That's
yeah,
all I got to say.
It. All right, yeah. His birthday was today. He died in 1988. John Frusciante, lead guitar player from Red Hot Chili Peppers, is 53 today. On Monday, Bob Willis, the king of Western swing, born in 05, died in 75. Mary Wilson, one of the founders of the Supremes, on Monday, born in 44, died in 2021. Kiki D, 76 on Monday. Quick story about Kiki D. How do you know her? I mean, everybody know it. We know her more than most people, but she had that duet with Elton John. Remember that? Don't Go Breaking Your Heart?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Dusty Springfield was supposed to do that duet with him, but she was sick that day, and they had the studio rented. So Kiki D made some good money off just happened to be hanging around and jumped in for her. Did you know that story?
I knew of it, you know. I mean, I've heard it through the grapevine. I never confirmed it, so.
Yeah, Dusty Springfield and Kiki D were like best friends. Okay, Tuesday, Peter Wolf, Jay Giles, 77, and Ernie Isley of the Isley Brothers, 71. Wednesday, the only surviving member of the Monkees, Mickey Dolenz, will be 78. And Randy Meisner, one of the founding members of Eagles, 77 on Wednesday. Thursday, Lloyd Price, Mr. Percy. He was born in 33, died in 21. Thursday also, Robin Trower will be 78. Friday, Tom Scholz of Boston will be 76. And Jeff Ament, from the bass player from Pearl Jam, will be 60. And your man, Bobby McFerrin, will be 73, Carl.
I actually am a big fan of McFerrin.
I know you are.
Not so much for Don't Worry, Be Happy, but for his work, his other work with symphonies and things like that.
Okay.
More serious work.
Yeah, but also he shares a birthday with Nina Hagen, and we'll talk about that. She's 68 on Friday. And on Saturday, Rami Jaffe, the keyboard player for Foo Fighters, will be 54. Back to your buddy Nina. Talk to me.
Well, she is my punk rock goddess. This woman is just, God, I love this woman. Okay, so you've got someone that was born in East Germany and started singing opera and studying opera. And then she emigrated and then formed the Nina Hagen Band in 1977. And
well, that was before the wall came down, right?
Mm-hmm. And
yeah,
she did a cover of a song called White Punks on Dope called TV Glotze. And just fell in love with her when I heard that. The interesting thing about her is throughout her career, she's done so much. She's done punk rock. She's done hymns and done Christian music. She's done opera. She has done everything. She's even done German country and Western.
Huh.
This woman is just
very
wonderful.
Versatile.
She also was very, very much a provocateur. There's a story that is confirmed. She was on a West German talk show where she basically displayed how she masturbates. Now, she did it with clothes, but she was extremely explicit and got the producer and the host fired for doing that.
Good for her.
And seriously, if you want to see her, check out her live performances. This woman had a fashion sense that was unreal. You know, basically, every time I saw her, I panted. I mean, seriously. insane. I love her to death.
Now, was it a women's show?
Yes.
Down the rabbit hole last year for women's
show? Yeah, we did a women's show where I played
and
something.
You pulled
and
her
said,
out?
What the fuck was that?
Yeah. See, I thought she was the one. It must be one that Rachel played. That pulled up her skirt and pissed on the front row of a concert.
No, I'll never forget that part. She was basically doing the same thing by doing masturbation on live TV.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but nobody had to wipe themselves off or take a shower after it. They might have had to. Who knows?
Yeah,
okay,
I would think she did, but I would hope so anyway.
All right, we got three birthday songs to get to, and I'll talk to you after those. We're going to start with the Scottish twins, Craig and Charlie Reed. Either love them or hate them.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm going to be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walked 1,000 miles and fall down at the door. But I'm working, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. When the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on.
Let's
gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out, when I'm tall, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And when I come home,
when I come home,
I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home.
Yeah. think you can tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain? Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail? A smile from a veil? Do you think you can tell? Did they get you to trade your heroes and ghosts, hot ash of the trees, whatever it could bring, cold comfort from change? Did you exchange a walk on path?
David Gilmour with a live acoustic cover of the Pink Floyd song Wish You Were Here. I shared that on the acoustic show last May, episode 12. David will be 77 on Monday. On Friday, Edie Brickell will be 57. We heard What I Am from Edie Brickell and the New Bohemians from their 1988 release, Shooting Rubber Bands at the Stars. And starting us off on the birthday songs, like I said, you either love it or hate it. The Proclaimers, 1988, I'm going to be 500 miles. I'm going to be, parentheses, 500 miles. Happy 61st birthday to twins Craig and Charlie Reed today from Scotland. How can you hear that song and not think of Benny and June, Carl?
Seriously. Every time I hear it, and I love Benny and June. Love
yeah, you know, did you know that Mary Stuart Masterson, of course, who played June, she insisted that that song be in the movie. She heard it somewhere. I mean, it was just this obscure song. And she heard and said, I want this in the movie. And they put it at the beginning. Oh, that's a great flick. That's my favorite one with what's his face in it there.
Johnny Depp?
Yeah, definitely. It's my favorite Johnny Depp movie. So
yeah, it's great.
And
I'll tell you what, I want to play in a poker game like that.
Isn't that be funny?
Seriously. Oh,
did you ever?
I'd have a blast.
Did you ever notice?
Shooters.
Yeah. Did you ever notice Oliver? What's his name? Who played? What was his name?
Oliver Platt.
His wife in that movie has no lines. She
never
says a word in that movie. Just kind of stands there. So he could have been like, you know, single, and they could have saved a couple bucks.
But also there's Dan Hedaya in that film, and he's wonderful in that film.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We're going to talk about it before the songs. We'll talk about it now. Really tough week for musicians dying on us.
Absolutely. So, now, you just got word of somebody who just passed away.
So I did.
Who was that?
That was Gary Rossington. He was the remaining founding member of Lynyrd Skynyrd. And he had an album, Rossington Collins Band. Boy, I love those guys. Love those guys. But, I guess he just passed away, like within the last couple of hours. So R.I.P. to him. And
absolutely. And we have two more that passed away this week.
The first one you're going to mention is one that hit me.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, you're not sure which one I'm going to mention first, but the first one I'm going to mention is Wayne Shorter.
That's the man.
Wayne Shorter was a jazz musician best known for Weather Report. He was a founding member, incredible composer, arranger, worked with so many different people, including Herbie Hancock, Jaco Pastorius, Max Roach, seriously, just unbelievable. Freddie Hubbard, McCoy Tyner, Elvin Jones.
Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers posted about him, about what a hero he was to him, musical god to Flea, because Flea's really a brilliant musician in all ways. He's a student of music like we are, and he was a big Wayne Shorter fan. So,
Wayne Shorter also had two other things that are very important. He basically saved Tina Turner from her marriage. When she broke up with Ike Turner, he actually, brought her into his house and basically got her away from Ike. Okay, that's number one. Number two, you just played Ricky Don't Lose That Number by Steely Dan.
Yeah.
Wayne Shorter did the sax solo on Asia.
Oh, cool. I know he played sax on a lot, so many tracks. I didn't know he played on Asia. That's cool.
Okay. And our second one that passed away is one of the great studio musicians, musicologists, just an incredible multi-maxi instrumentalist. And that's David Lindley. And then David Lindley, worked with so many people, Jackson Browne, Linda Ronstadt, Ry Cooder, Bonnie Raitt, Warren Zevon, Curtis Mayfield, Dolly Parton, all over the place. And he started playing baritone uke when he was very young. He hit the folk scene in the 60s, and he was a member of the band Kaleidoscope in the late 60s. But basically known as a session musician. Ben Harper credited Lindley's distinctive slide guitar style as a major influence on his own playing. And, he also sang. He sang backup to Jackson Browne and Stay. And Jackson Browne and him were very, very close. The other thing that I found really interesting about him is guitars. You would think someone who's so well known for guitar and various other instruments would have the best instruments ever. You know, the most expensive of that? No, he yeah. was a big fan of Silvertone, of Sears
really?
Guitars. Huh. And the reason for that was he could adapt them and get so many different sounds from them that you couldn't from a more expensive guitar. And so he
That's
did
amazing.
A lot of that. You know, but I just posted a video of him and Ry Cooder doing Vigilante Man, and he was using
that.
A sitar. He was using a sitar.
Wow.
You know, this guy played every damn string instrument known to man.
Hmm.
And though you may not know who he is, trust me, you've heard him.
Yeah.
No question.
On a lot of different tracks. All right, man. Well, that's three. Three we lost this week. Seems like already we're off to losing a lot of people this year. So, well, what do we have to look forward to this week on Deviant Legion Network?
Well, I have to apologize to a certain degree because it's been sort of like we've been in limbo since Rachel has moved and moved in mid-February. And then for the longest time, she didn't have internet. She just got internet this weekend.
Good.
And so we are going to replan a lot of shows we were going to do in February. And then hopefully one of those shows, though not set in stone yet, will happen on Thursday. But that being said, I will tell you that on Tuesday, we welcome back my cousin from another family, a wonderful man by the name of John Killian. And he and Rachel and I are going to do a commentary watch on the 1970s black comedy / horror movie called Home Buddies, which is basically about a bunch of old people who are told that to move from their apartment because it's going to be gentrified. And they decide not to. And we'll just leave it at that. And it's a very, very funny but pretty brutal film. And I've loved it since the 70s. And John watched it and said, we got to do this. So John is coming back. And we got a lot more online right now, but basically that's all we have this week to set up.
Does Adam have anything going on Friday night?
Not this week.
Okay.
Not this week. He's doing every other week this.
Is
so
he?
Not
okay.
this week.
All right.
But,
and then.
But then tell us what you're going to do next Sunday.
Oh, next Sunday's it's a big night for us, Carl.
Yeah, I know.
We're celebrating two things on Rock This Town Radio at TC next week. 1 year anniversary of the big show being on Deviant Legion Network. Actually, it was last week was date-wise a year, but episode-wise, it's the 52nd. And we're celebrating Women's History Month in March. So our theme, a best-of show, Women Who've Rocked This Town, will be featuring, we'll be playing 18 tracks by female artists we've heard in our first year of podcasting. So if you're new to the show, it's a good way to catch up on a lot of the great female artists we played over the year. And that's going to be fun, and Carl's going to sit in for the whole show on that one with us. So
absolutely. I'm looking forward to it, TC.
Yeah, that's going to be a good time. And Jill and Randy can hear them even more on their new Bose speakers, where they say it even sounds good on those.
Randy and Jill, I have choice words for you, but I can't say them over the phone, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, like we really censor things, right?
Yeah. What the fuck do we do? I mean, we don't censor anything.
No, of course not. Okay, you can find all our great podcasts right here on the Deviant Legion Network on Blog Talk Radio. Listen live or catch any of our shows in the on-demand episodes archive whenever it works for you. You got anything else for us, buddy, before we say goodbye?
No. Just another great show, TC, and glad
Thank
to
you.
Have you on the network, man.
Oh, man, it's been one hell of a year, one hell of a ride, and I can't wait to just keep it going. I can't wait to say, hey, we've been here 2 years, 3 years.
Absolutely.
Because Hopefully we ain't
you
going
got
nowhere,
home,
buddy.
Kid. You got a home.
Yeah. Yep. There you go. All right, man. Well, I appreciate it. And I'll talk to you after the show. Give you a call.
All right.
Okay. Check out my YouTube channel at TCC77 for concert videos that I've shot at shows around the country. If you enjoyed that Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweat song I played last, I have lots of live video from the front row of several of his shows on my channel. That's TCC77 on YouTube. And on behalf of Carl and Cuddles the Cat, we all hope that you have a safe and happy week ahead. And as those cool cats say, we'll see you on the flip side. And we're going to let Big Bad Voodoo Daddy take us home.
Whoa.